Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 1st edition of Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis. And friends, we're glad you're with us today as we kick off Christmas month here at Basic Gospel. The phone lines are open for you, and we'll welcome your calls right now at 844-322-2742. So if you have a Bible question or a personal issue, or if you'd just like to shout out a Christmas holiday season greeting to everyone, well, don't hesitate, friends. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. That's good, of course, in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel. And it is Bob Christopher.
Oh, well, thanks, Bob. And just a special thank you to everybody that participated in Giving Tuesday yesterday. We had a marvelous response to that day. We have a lot of generous people in Basic Gospel Nation, and we thank you for stepping up to the plate and helping us on that that day. And it really has launched kind of the year-end giving season for us in a very positive way. So we want to say thank you to all of you who stood with us, and we look forward to seeing how many others will join with us this this December to help us kind of end this year strong. Andrew had a great comment that came in not too long ago, but it has to do with Giving Tuesday and just kind of the results of the gospel in a person's life. It's from a gentleman named Fernando, and he says, "By listening to Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I know I'm a child of God. I am free. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I never focused on Jesus like this. I never knew the Bible was this fun. I never knew that joy could be this exciting." I read that and about jumped out of my shoes. I thought, hey, this is exactly why we go on the air every single day, so that people can be strengthened by the grace of God and can really experience the joy of their salvation. And Andrew, I know that's your heart's desire as well.
Yeah, this is why we do what we do, and it's exciting to hear from Fernando, and you're absolutely right that this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the normal Christian life. What you're hearing from Fernando, this is what Jesus announced. I mean, he advertised that what he was offering is easy and light and restful, and the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace. And I mean, this is supposed to be normal. And the only reason it isn't normal, Bob, is because the enemy has gotten in there and tricked people into another flavor of Christianity, a flavor that is bitter because of all the legalism and all the rule following and all the trying of, you know, self-assessment and measuring yourself and how am I doing and what does God think of me today versus yesterday. And you start riding that roller coaster of that kind, and it's no fun. It's super scary. And then, you know, Fernando gets a hold of the basic gospel. He gets a hold of the truth about God's grace, and lo and behold, it transforms his life. And, you know, it's exciting. At the same time, it's not a surprise, because God's grace has transformed your life and my life and Bob Davis's life and so many who have been a part of our lives the last decades. We see this again and again, don't we?
Yes, we do. And what I loved about his comment was these two words, "I know." And I think about 1 John 5, where John says, "I write these things so that you may know." There are so many, and I did this, and I'm sure you did this as well. You lived in doubt. You didn't know. You weren't sure. Everything was a question mark in your mind as far as your relationship with God was concerned. I didn't know my sins had been forgiven. And man, I begged and pleaded and asked and promised and did everything I knew to do, but I still wasn't sure if my sins had been forgiven. And because of that, I certainly didn't know my salvation was secure and that I could be assured of salvation. So these two words, "I know," weren't a part of my spiritual vocabulary. I wanted them to be, but then I got a hold of the message and saw it for what it was, and those became my norm. I know. I have that confidence, and I'm so glad that Fernando has that confidence as well, and that he can say without hesitation, I know that I am free. I know I'm a child of God, and certainly that's our heart's desire for every single listener, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, to have that confidence. And, you know, we're not saying that we don't feel things that are contrary. We wake up, we feel dirty, we feel distant. You know, we're tempted to look at how we've been doing lately, what our emotions are telling us. We're human beings, and we're in this journey, too. And yet what we're saying is there is a learning to drive that stake in the ground and say, I know what my Jesus did. I know that I'm a forgiven person. I know that I'm living under grace. I know that I have a new heart and a new identity, and I'm one with Christ. I'm clean and close. Even though I feel dirty and distant, I know that my God has made me clean and close.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you for those thoughts. And friends, we have an open line for you, although we have several calls on the board right now. And if you have a line, hang on to it. Going to get to you in just a moment. But, you know, in line with everything Bob and Andrew have just shared, that's the reason, friends, that we continue to say to you that your gifts to Basic Gospel can make the difference in people's lives as the message of God's grace penetrates hearts and lives in North America and literally all around the world, and on by radio and online. You know, there is but one message that needs to go out, and your gifts have in the past and will continue in the future to support this message of God's grace in Jesus Christ and the new covenant. And we ask you to make a gift today to keep that message going out. And when you make your gift, we have something exciting and special to share with you to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel. It's a downloadable MP3 audio file of the messages by Bob and Andrew from the recent United Conference. The series includes all messages, including a celebration address by Bob as he takes a look back, recognizing each current member of the Basic Gospel staff. Then Andrew lays out a clear, proactive, and very exciting plan for the future of the United Ministries. And friends, we want you to share in this excitement. So when you make your gift at basicgospel.net, be sure to download your United MP3 audio series. You can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net and make sure that the message continues to go forward.
Yes, indeed. And just a little note on that, Antoine is watching us on YouTube right now. And he made this comment, loving the United Conference MP3s. Yeah. And so he downloaded the conference and has been listening, and they're an encouragement to him. And I know they're going to be an encouragement to you as well.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start right here in Keller, Texas, and talk with Charles listening to us on the Word. Hi, Charles. Welcome to Basic Gospel Radio, my friend.
Hey, Charles.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. What's on your mind today?
Well, just a couple of things. My daughter-in-law has challenged me on something. She was brought up in the Jehovah's Witness, and of course, I'd like to find some literature that would help me. You know, I've got, believe it or not, an old book, The Kingdom of the Cults, Walter Martin. I mean, that was done probably in the 50s or 60s, and it does show plenty of evidence about Charles Taze Russell and Rutherford and their conniving. But I'd like to use love, use grace to share the truth. And so I was hoping y'all might have some literature on J.W. And then also she's challenged me on the Trinity, which, of course, who can understand the Trinity with our limited mental capacity? But I was hoping there might be something that you could share with me on that.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob, you can speak to any particular literature on J.W. As far as the Trinity goes, though, I think we've got pretty clear answers from Scripture about the Trinity. You look back even as early as Deuteronomy, and my goodness, you've got the idea that there's one God, and you see that restated in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 8 talks about there being one God. 1 Timothy 2 affirms that there's one God, Jesus Christ. And then you've got the idea that God is in three persons. You go back to the creation account, and there we see that come let us make man in our image. So I don't know how you deny the idea that God is in three persons when right from the beginning of Scripture with creation itself, God is referring to himself as us. Come let us make man in our image. And Jesus picks up that theme, right? Whoever believes in me, we will come and we will make our house in that person. So you've got this plural pronoun, we and us, and My goodness, we could go on and on, but from Genesis all the way to Revelation, you're seeing Father and Son and Holy Spirit. You're seeing the apostles talk about how there's only one God, and then you're seeing God in three persons. You're right that it's a mystery. Nevertheless, there's clarity. There's clarity about the mystery. The scripture is speaking in a very clear way that God is three and God is one. We don't have to understand everything, but we can embrace and believe the Trinity. And Bob, I think to me, you know, that's not something that's for sale. In the scriptures, it is absolutely clear, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Charles, also, as far as Jehovah's Witnesses are concerned, you know, they do not believe that Jesus is God. And they have actually rewritten their Bible, their translation of the Bible to accommodate their belief. So, for example, in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They have rewritten that to say the Word was a little g God. And then there are several other passages where they do the exact same thing. So they are basically saying that this Jesus is not God at all. Well, that's a clear rejection of the Bible, of Jesus' own words. For example, John 10:31, I and the Father are one. Or John 8:58, where he says, before Abraham was, I am. So throughout the Word of God, we see Jesus making claims about himself, and the religious leaders of the day responding by picking up stones to stone him with the clear words, we're doing this because you, a mere man, are claiming to be God or claiming equality with God the Father. So I think, Charles, in a discussion with your daughter-in-law, I think you just take her directly to the claims of Jesus and let the power of God's Word, you know, be the answer to her. It's worked, it's sharp, it penetrates the heart. And I think you just read it and let Jesus' words stand for what they are. And you see the apostles making the same claims about Jesus. They heard him speak, and they said, my Lord and my God. They knew him and recognized him as God in human flesh. So I would certainly take her into those claims and read those to her and just ask her what she thinks. Let that be kind of the conversation.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, I would say also about this that even if those of you listening right now are not having an interaction with someone who's of the persuasion of Jehovah's Witness, as still Bob's insight there holds true, there are many distractions. People seek to get us to talk about, oh, I don't know, the age of the earth or errors in this manuscript or discrepancies here, or, you know, it's a distraction. We got to bring people back to the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's where it's at. And Jesus is saying, before Abraham, I am. He's saying, I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's claiming clearly to be God. And when we could keep the focus squarely on Jesus Christ, we could never go wrong.
Absolutely. Well, Charles, hope that helps. And we certainly appreciate your call, my friend. Well, let's go to...
Great, thank you.
You are welcome. You call anytime, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Rio Vista, Texas, and talk with Brett. Hi, Brett. You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Hey, Bob and Bob, how are you all?
Hey there.
Hey, I have a quick question. The Bible says that a person who doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. Well, I'm kind of curious, when is enough enough?
Well, according to the wife, it's a little more. it's just a little bit more. But
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. That's a good question, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's at some point we need to be satisfied. The Word of God says that God's going to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory. And sometimes we mistake wants and desires, you know, fleshly wants, fleshly desires for needs. And I think at some point, as we're growing in Christ, there we reach a point where we're content with Him.
Yeah.
The fact that we know Him, the fact that He's alive living in us. And so our contentment doesn't come with things. It doesn't come with the size of our bank accounts or the, you know, the amount of stocks we own or any of those sort of things. It really just comes from knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that we are complete in Christ, and that He is fully alive in us. And I think when as we're growing in grace and growing in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus, then we can really be satisfied with whatever He's providing for us.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I would add here is we're talking about 1 Timothy 5, and this is concerning the church and the community and the idea of widows who have now got no source of income, perhaps. They're wondering how they're going to survive. This is talking about the minimum needs of a person who is a direct relative of you. This is not about a third car in every garage or a second or third television in every home. Or, you know, this is about the church community 2,000 years ago. And Paul is telling this young pastor Timothy in chapter 5 of this epistle, he is saying, let's take care of widows and let's take care of the church body, those who are impoverished, that are relatives of ours. Don't turn a cold shoulder to someone who's sleeping outdoors. Don't turn a cold shoulder to someone who is starving. If they are your own relative and you're in Christ and the love of God is in you, then you can expect that Jesus will be motivating you and inspiring you to supply for them and help them, especially in the case of widows. So I think context really matters here, my friend. This was never meant to create a guilt complex within us. This is really especially about the church community providing for widows in a material way.
Okay. That really helps, because I'm having issues, we'll say, with a family member that enough is never enough.
Yeah. Well, when you look at this, this idea of never enough and them coming to the place of complaining and saying, well, you've given me food and I've got clothing and I've got a roof over my head, but gimme, gimme, gimme. That context is not here, and that is certainly not Paul's intention in talking with this young pastor. He's just literally trying to help people get a roof over their head if they need it, to get a food in their stomach if they need it, to have clothing to wear. And, you know, as Bob mentioned, that's how Paul even describes contentment. If we have food and clothing, we will be content with that, Paul says. So I don't think you need to be bullied with Scripture in a direction that Paul never intended.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you don't want to be, you don't want to put yourself in bondage to someone else's dissatisfaction with life. Because you will never will be able to provide enough, or they'll come to a point and say, I'm satisfied. So that's they're going to have to find that satisfaction in the Lord. And one of the best things you can do is point that person in His direction.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brett. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. You know, friends, Christmas time every year is a time of giving. And Andrew, talk to us a little bit about the joy that becomes evident when listeners give so that others might hear. What do you see in that?
Yeah, well, I would say this is the most important time in our ministry. Here we are with 30 days in December upcoming, and as we've already been announcing, there's a lot of new and exciting things for January. Maybe you could say like never before. I mean, we're talking about doubling our radio impact. We're talking about a new studio in the DFW area. We're talking about new ability to produce videos that will encourage people in the grace of God like never before. We've got a new opportunity to be on Right Now Media, which is in so many churches, thousands of churches across the world subscribe to Right Now Media. We're going to be able to produce those videos in our studio. We're looking at new home groups and being able to create a network for that. We're talking about planting a new congregation in the Dallas area along with satellite locations. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, next year is exciting. And so I just want to invite everyone to give to Basic Gospel this month, because as you do, it's not just helping us go into the new year stable, but you're helping us go into the new year able to reach people in ways we never have before. The invitations are busting at the seams. We can say yes to a dozen more radio stations tomorrow if we have the resources. And it's an exciting time to give to Basic Gospel. And, you know, with all the new plans that we have for the new year, Bob, I would say this is one of the most important months we have ever had for giving.
Yeah, it's catalytic. I mean, we're going to be a catalyst for what's ahead. And, you know, all year I've been talking about explosive growth, exponential growth. And we've been praying for that and doing everything that we can to set the stage for that. And we fully believe 2022, we're going to see an explosion of this grace message just going out all over the world and connecting people like never before to God's love and grace. So this is a great time, a great opportunity to give generously. You tune in every day to Basic Gospel or the Grace Message to be strengthened by the grace of God for your own encouragement, but you give so that others can experience the same. So we're asking you to be as generous as possible during the month of December.
Friends, I told you it was going to be exciting, and sure enough, it is. It's really, really exciting to all of us here at Basic Gospel and at the Grace Message as well with Andrew Farley. So we encourage you to go onto the website right now at basicgospel.net. Make that most generous gift again at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Thorndale, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, I'll make this real quick, but in the parable, the lost sheep, you know, he's surrounded by Pharisees, and they're accusing him of receiving sinners and eating with them. And then he says, "Lay unto you, likewise the joy shall be in heaven for one sinner that repents, and over the 99 that persons which do not repent." My question is, I waver on this. Who do y'all see the 99 as?
Well, that's an interesting question there, Clay. You know, he's standing in the midst of Jews, proud Pharisees, those who think they're law keepers, those who are stiff-necked. He's already called them whitewashed tombs. It's pretty clear that they are the rejectors of the gospel. And the beauty of it is, look at the pursuit. Look at the pursuit of Christ. Look at the pursuit of our Heavenly Father, who would do anything to call us unto himself. The invitation is wide open. It's hard to believe people reject it, but they do. And what we can celebrate is we're in the fold. We're the sheep who've been found, and thank God for that.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
God for that. Yes, indeed. Clay, good to hear from you, brother, as always, and I hope you'll keep listening, calling in. I know you will. Well, friends, a reminder that if you have remaining questions about the Christian life or need input for the issues of everyday living that you may be facing, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. At that number, you can record a voicemail, and we'll discuss your question on another issue, another edition of the Basic Gospel program. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. 2742. And I literally want to reiterate something we were saying, friends. Keep in mind that we need your continuing support to ensure that the message continues to be available to reach receptive ears. Please make your best gift today at basicgospel.net. And as you do, be sure to download that MP3 audio series by Bob and Andrew, where Andrew, of course, lays out that incredible plan going forward into the future. We're just excited to see what God is going to do coming out of the United Conference. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting Basic Gospel, so please be sure to download your copy when you make your contribution at basicgospel.net. Well, that's it for another broadcast. Another one's come and gone, friends. And now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, and all the ministry team, everybody here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis saying thanks for being with us today and inviting you back tomorrow for a Thursday edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.